Hey everyone. I have some exciting news to kick things off. Meta has officially partnered with Rank One, a defense and intelligence biometric supplier, to prototype facial recognition capabilities for their smart glasses.
That is certainly a major development. It marks a significant convergence of consumer technology and defense-grade artificial intelligence.
And Rank One brings serious pedigree to the table. They have extensive experience in high-stakes biometric identification and computer vision. Their leadership even includes a former CIA deputy director and a former FBI science division chief.
It's worth noting, however, that this partnership is strictly for internal research and development. The goal is to build a reliable foundation for future AI-driven features, such as real-time identification, environmental navigation, and contextual information overlays.
Right, and making facial recognition work reliably in the real world is a complex challenge. It demands sophisticated machine learning, massive datasets, and efficient on-device processing to function without draining the battery life.
By leveraging Rank One's proven expertise, Meta accelerates its research and testing outside of controlled lab environments. This move reflects a broader industry trend, where defense and intelligence technologies are increasingly adapted for everyday consumer use. However, we must address the fact that integrating facial recognition into wearable devices raises substantial privacy and security concerns.
I completely agree. Smart glasses continuously capture visual data, which prompts legitimate fears about covert surveillance, consent, and potential data misuse.
Meta addresses these concerns by prioritizing on-device processing, keeping AI computations local rather than transmitting them to cloud servers.
That's a crucial point. This approach aims to minimize data breach risks and enhance user control. But let's be honest. The company's ties to a firm with deep intelligence agency connections will likely face intense public and regulatory scrutiny.
Exactly. Critics will demand transparent oversight to ensure consumer-facing technology is not repurposed for government surveillance without accountability. Moving forward, Meta must implement strict data retention policies, clear consent mechanisms, and robust encryption to maintain public trust.
And global regulators are already drafting stricter facial recognition guidelines, meaning any commercial deployment will require strict legal compliance. Despite these hurdles, wearable AI is rapidly maturing. Improvements in battery efficiency, processing power, and AI model optimization are positioning smart glasses to become as ubiquitous as smartphones.
Beyond facial recognition, future iterations will likely feature real-time translation, accessibility tools, hands-free navigation, and augmented reality overlays. As the technology advances, public acceptance will hinge on how effectively companies and regulators balance innovation with privacy protections.
You're absolutely right. The MetaRank One collaboration underscores a critical reality. The future of wearable AI depends not only on technical capability, but on responsible development, transparency, and ethical deployment. The next few years will determine whether smart glasses become trusted everyday tools or remain a source of ongoing ethical and legal debate.